You're listening to the Writing Momentum Podcast with authors Christopher and Gina Mazzelli, where you'll discover more about writing, publishing, building your author brand, and selling your book. Now, here's your hosts, Chris and Gina.
Do you need a formal degree to be a writer?
We can help with that. Hello, and welcome to the Writing Momentum Podcast. I'm Christopher Mazzelli. I'm here with
Gina Mazzelli. Hey,
it's life. Good to talk to you today. We're so excited because we're going to talk about the question that people often ask, and that is, do I need a formal degree? Do I need a formal education to become a successful writer today?
We hear that question, but more than that, I think that's a question that people keep in their minds that's left unspoken.
Yeah.
They think,
I'm not good enough, so I must need to have an education in order to make this thing happen.
I can't really be a writer because I don't have a degree in journalism, creative writing, English literature, British literature, any kind of literature, journalism. I can't do it until I have those things in line.
It's almost a form of procrastination. Think, oh, I can't do this until I finish that.
I think there's that. I think there's also just that self-doubt of somehow if I have that, then I'll have that seal of approval that I'm good enough to be here.
So do you need to have a degree to be a writer? Not necessarily. Though we are going to tell you, we are big proponents of education. We love education. Mm-hmm. We believe in continual education. Mm-hmm. And if you've listened to this podcast for any amount of time, you know that we are big on educating yourself as a writer to keep your head in the writing game and to learn more.
That's true. We are not going to tell you, you don't get that degree if that's something that you want to do. But we are going to tell you that you do not have to have a degree. And in fact, I do not have a degree in writing. But Chris does. Yeah, you have a master's degree in writing. So talk about that process, because we were married and we were really smart about it because we decided for Chris to get a master's degree when we had two infants.
We decided for me to go ahead and get my master's degree about the time that we had two children in our lives, which is probably not the best timing in the world.
Oh, my goodness. He did a 2-year degree.
And in Vermont. So it was across the country. I had to fly there. It was a limited residency. So I had to fly there twice a year for a week at a time.
So just to give you an idea, our first child was born about 2 months after you went to your initial residency. Yes. And our second child was 5 months old when he
graduated.
And our kids are only 2 years apart.
Yeah.
So it was, to say it was a wild time. And I don't even know what we were thinking.
I don't know how we got it all done. I had a full-time job also at that point. And so I don't know how I got the full-time job. Plus, we were bringing up two children. Plus, I got this degree across the country. It was very intense. And so here's the thing. I really liked getting the degree. I met some wonderful people. And it's like this intensive time of getting together and learning about writing. And let me tell you, I was writing all the time. Yeah. For my full-time job, I was a writer. And then also, I was doing creative writing then. I mean, I was doing some creative writing in my full-time job also, but I was doing creative writing for this program in the evenings. So I would spend all kinds of time writing and reading because I had to read literally hundreds of books in that program.
Yeah.
So between the two, I was immersed in writing 24/7. It really, though, did wear on us a lot. It was difficult. And when I got out of the program, it was hard to even write because it was such an intense time. Yeah. It was hard for me to get into writing. All of that said, it was a good experience. And I could now teach on a collegiate level because I have this degree. But that said, I discovered in the program, there's a lot that they didn't teach about writing. And we're going to talk about that. But also, here's the biggest thing. I discovered just because I had a degree, that didn't stop my learning process. I had to keep learning. So my advice to you might be this. If you want to go ahead and get a degree, that's fine. You're going to learn a lot. You'll probably love it. But let's say your degree costs $30,000, $40,000. Just because you spend that and go do that doesn't mean it's going to end. You're going to have to keep learning as the years go. That's part of being a writer. So for a lot of people, you might be better off just saying, you know, I'm not going to spend a huge chunk of money and time in one place, right? Instead, I'm going to every year attend writers' conferences, get continual education, and just keep this going over time. And you'll be in a very good place if you do that. The key is to keep learning.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. You came out of that program having been exposed to some fabulous writers.
Oh, it was wonderful.
Your instructors were top notch.
Yeah.
Your peers, your classmates were really good.
Yeah.
And so I remember you came during that season, you would be just immersed in writing and you had really been exposed to just some beautiful writing.
Yes.
I will say that when those programs tell you to expect to work for 25 hours a week, usually a lot of times they say, this is going to be, you need to be able to devote 25 to 30 hours a week or something like that. It's a real thing.
Yeah.
Don't look at the program and think, well, I can do it in 10. No, it was a significant amount of time and effort that you went into.
And it's not just a weekend thing. It's in probably multiple days of the week, if not every day of the week kind of thing. Because like I said, you also have a very heavy reading routine too. And so you're going to be reading if you're not writing. So your life really becomes consumed with it. And so if that's an avenue you want to go down, that's fine. But our question today is, do you need formal education like that? Do you need a degree to your name to become a writer? And I would say, no, you don't. What you need is continued education. You just need to make sure you're continually learning. Now, does it hurt to have that? Of course not. Does it help? In some cases, especially if you want to teach. But what you've got to focus on more than anything else is when you're a writer, got continue learning. And why, Gina? What kind of things do you need to learn about as a writer?
Okay, so here we go. Some of the things that if you're not going to, and really, I do want to point this out, that a lot of times in these formal education, and it's probably changing as the market is changing, they're going to teach you about writing.
Mm-hmm.
They're not necessarily going to be teaching you about publishing or about marketing your books or marketing your writing. That's something that you are still going to have to learn, even if you get this formal degree. So while the formal degree is great, I'm sure that you will learn and grow as a writer. There's still going to be things that you need to learn. So let's talk about the things that you need to continue learning, whether you have a degree or not.
Yeah, because when you're in a process, like you're so focused on the craft of writing, and that's really what the curriculum is usually built around. And so we still encounter people today who are very good writers, who have learned a lot about writing, but they just don't know anything about the publishing or the marketing process. And that is a big part of what your continuing education is going to cover, that you're just going to have to do yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're going to learn about industry standards. What is the industry looking for right now? You will find out about more than anything by going to writers' conferences and by reading industry news, right? Like Publishers Weekly, Writer's Digest, those kind of places, industry news, that you're going to just find out what's going on. What are the standards right now? What are people looking for? What's happening? That happens on a continued basis, not so much in a program.
And that's one thing you have to realize is that there are fashions that go through, there are trends that go through publishing, just like with anything else. And so you need to be continuing to learn about these trends.
Yes.
You know, a few years ago, there was a big, probably been like 10 years ago or better, but vampires were really big. That was for the young adult market. That was what people were really interested in. There was a lot about this paranormal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that may not be as much the case. It might be something else, kind of a dystopian something has become maybe more popular.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that you need to alter what you're passionate about and what you feel like you should be writing. But that just means you need to understand what the market is looking for and what the trends are, because you may have some barriers then that you need to overcome. And that's just part of learning about the market. That's what we're talking about, that regardless of whether you have a degree, you need to continue to be educating yourself on the different industry standards. Also, another example of an industry standard would be something like the fact that children's picture books are only 32 pages. Mm-hmm. We've come across people before who say, well, I want to write a children's book, but they don't understand that a children's picture book is only 32 pages. That's the industry standard. So you need to work within that. They don't understand that a fiction novel is usually between 70 and 100,000. 100 would probably be on the outside. They don't understand that. They don't understand that memoirs, super long memoirs, work when you are an ex-president of the United States. They do not necessarily work when you're just someone who had something interesting happen in your life. And so then you need to cut it down maybe a little bit to make it more palatable for the reader in today's market. So those are just some examples of industry standards that we're talking about.
And there's also publishing standards, right? Mm-hmm. So there's all kinds of things that you can learn today about publishing. Knowing whether you're going to publish traditionally or through
a hybrid
publisher or through self-publishing, independent publishing. That's the kind of thing you have to school yourself on a little. And as you do, you will gain so much knowledge and just kind of know the direction you need to go for your book based on what you're writing, the genre you're writing in, what you're comfortable doing yourself. We have a training called, I think it's ABC's Publishing, something like that. But anyway, we go through all three of those kinds of training, or those kinds of publishing rather, and talk about what all the different factors are with traditional publishing, with hybrid publishing, with independent publishing, so that you can make a decision yourself. You'll find that at writingmomentum.com, and you'll find what kind of publishing works for me. And just knowing those things, just getting that knowledge, boy, that'll free up your options and just help you know whether you're making a good decision.
Absolutely. We can also talk about, we're talking about also standards within, just going back to the writing side of it, understanding what needs to be within each genre, the points, the types of characters, the things like that, the plot points within those genres. That's something that you want to learn, that is kind of a continuing thing that you need to do, especially if you're wanting to go into other genres as well.
That is also, it's a continuing training, because while you might learn that kind of thing in a degree program, it still has nuances that change over the years, right? Because our world is constantly changing. As attention spans change, the interests change, the way you plot, the way you work your book might change a little bit. And it's just good to be aware of it. It doesn't mean you have to alter what you're working on right now, but it does mean if you're aware of it, then you can address it if the situation comes
up. Right. Now, if you aren't going into a degree program, you still need to, you especially need to take responsibility for just furthering your education.
Yes.
Even simple things like grammar and punctuation and sentence structure, those sound simple and you think, well, I learned that back in, you know, fifth grade. I don't necessarily need to do that. I'm telling you, please brush up on those things. There's nothing that will turn your writers off or your readers off quicker than a book it has some inconsistencies with those kind of things. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, there's nothing like getting something that you've worked on back from someone, and you will have those readers who will pull out the red pen and they will start editing your book or your work for you and send it back to you. I've seen that before. And you kind of go, oh my gosh, that was a big miss. Or they catch, I've also heard of people who will say, I tried to read that book, but there were so many errors in it, I couldn't read it. I put it down and I didn't pick it up. So those kind of things that you need to be continually teaching yourself about those things.
Probably one of the most important areas you need to constantly train yourself. And this is something that almost is never taught on a formal education level. And that is the marketing of your book. as an author today, you are also a marketer. You need to understand what the market is looking for and how you can deliver to that market through what you write. The education of what is happening in the marketing world right now, that is changing every 3 to 6 months. New things come up, new things work, things that stop working the way they did. So you got to keep yourself abreast of what's going on when it comes to marketing strategies. And that may feel overwhelming because you're like, I'm just trying to write my novel. But here's the thing. It doesn't have to be overwhelming. It's just part of what we call the writing world. We just talked in the last podcast, if you haven't listened to that, about the writing world, attending writers' conferences, listening to education online, all those kind of things will just keep you aware of what's happening. Listening to podcasts like this, we try to share whenever we come up with something that is new, that's really good to keep aware of. We'll share that here. We share in our writing moments. We have a weekly writing get together on Wednesdays at noon Central. And you can find out about that at writingmomentum.com. And we have a training portion every week that we have together where we talk about what are some of the latest things that you just need to know is going on right now with writing. And those strategies will take you from where you are to where you want.
Absolutely. Well, we are so glad that you're here. We're so thankful that you showed up. We do not take it for granted that you spent your time with us. And we hope that this has inspired you, whether it's inspired you to continue looking at that formal education, or whether it's inspired you to look at just taking it on yourself and just being self-taught. That is completely appropriate and possible. We hope that you will take this as your personal, just that affirmative, that affirmation that you yes. can do it. We believe in you. And so anyway, if you have enjoyed this podcast, we hope that you will do us a favor and just rate it, that you'll also maybe leave us a review, that you'll share it with a friend, and definitely make sure to subscribe so that you get notifications for every podcast that we release. We really do try to release one a week. And we say that because, Chris, together,
we have Writing Moment.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Writing Momentum Podcast with authors Christopher and Gina Maselli. Don't forget to subscribe and get the show notes at writingmomentum.com/podcast. Until next time, we hope that you have writing momentum.